You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
Good morning, everybody. It's Friday, and of course, that means movies are opening today, and Lynn Harris is still with us. And of course, because as a public service, you know, presenting the movie information is very, very important to us. We like to give you something that you can get nowhere else. The movies that are being released, among the movies being released this week, are Speed Racer, Surf Wives, and What Happens in Vegas. And instead of just playing trailers from those movies, we have for you the official Takeaway Mother of All Trailers.
In 1956, after years of insomnia, after years of anxiety, I embarked upon an odyssey.
Vegas!
Here's the one place where you can step up and be a man.
San Francisco. Baja.
Florida.
Venezuela.
Mexico.
Alabama.
El Paso.
20th Century Fox and Regency Enterprises present.
For 10 years, I was either pregnant or breastfeeding without one day off.
Well, I'm going to need a divorce.
Absolutely.
A comedy about two people.
Your parents said you can go to school because it's safe. Our parents said
the only way you'll ever stop these people is to bring them to justice.
I love that. The mother of all trailers there. And the first movie we're going to talk about, of course, is the blockbuster coming out this week, Speed Racer. It's Warner Brothers' glossy adaptation of the cartoon series. It's got lots of flash. It's got some story. And it's got the directors, the Wachowski brothers from The Matrix and V for Vendetta. Hmm. The reviewers are hating this. The question for Lynn and for Adora and for all of you out there is this movie art or is it escape? Lynn?
I'm going to go escape in the sense that I would like to drive Speed Racer as fast as possible away from this movie.
It could be just fun.
I already feel a little car sick, I got to tell you.
It could be a little fun. Next up, we have What Happens in Vegas, and this is a wild, drunken night in Sin City, apparently leads to Cameron Diaz and Ashton Kutcher getting married. And then their plans for divorce, well, it gets a little sticky when they hit the jackpot in a casino. And you can imagine the hilarity that might ensue from that. So
hijinks.
Hijinks. Yes. Is that art or escape?
I'm feeling escape pretty strongly.
That's a gamble. I think that at this point, if you're getting your storylines from Britney Spears' actual life, it's not going to wind up that funny.
Yeah, and yes. The critics weren't too high on this either. They're saying there's no big surprises, but they do say that Ashton Kutcher and Cameron Diaz are very appealing, have a lot of chemistry on.
I would like to think so. I did see the trailer for that one, though, and it was really just they spent a lot of time throwing things at each other, which I'm not sure is using their talents to their utmost.
More of a screensaver rather than perhaps a movie. Rob Corddry from The Daily Show, or formerly from The Daily Show, is in that movie.
That's a ray of hope.
Exactly. All right. Doug Prey directed Surfwise. It's a documentary relaying the personal history of Dr. Dorian Doc Paskowitz. He's an 85-year-old surfer, health advocate, and sex guru. Okay. And they have 9 children. Okay. He and his wife.
Wow.
What would you say? Escape or art there? Documentary is the clue.
Yeah. Well, it's got to be art. And I think it also will make a lot of us actually feel like better parents. So that's an element of escape for us, too.
Okay,
better
Lynn.
By comparison.
Lynn Harris.
Thanks, Lynn.
BreakupGirl.net. Thanks for joining us.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Okay, we'll be back.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.